Tyskland, sig nu. Du hini, du hini. Jeg kan ikke så til nu. Tyskland, sig nu. Ah ja, kan nok det sker du sige. Aha, kan nok jeg kan jeg hige. Ah ja, kan nok det sker du sige. Aha, kan nok jeg kan jeg hige. Hvor kan nok huske alt og wish ka. How the god away which can I push the at I wish car how the god away which can I push the at I wish car how the god away which can I push the at I wish car how the god.
Esperanza Spalding's Funk the Fear from Emily's De-Evolution, going back to 2016. A fun, funky way to wind down that set today on Gyno. Oh, yeah. It's a great album. I mean, we could go down that rabbit hole at some point, too, because Esperanza Spalding is a hero of mine, has been forever. And, well, let's just dive right back into the conversation. As we look back on 2024, needless to say, performing alongside her at the Kennedy Center was one of your highlights, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you staying in touch too?
I hope to. Yeah, I mean, she's invited us out to. She said anytime. She's got this cool sort of artist retreat residency space out near Portland, Oregon.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping to see her again. You know what people don't know, because she's really amazing with her contracts. She's very strong with them. So she writes into her contracts that no one's allowed to take video of her performances.
Oh, wow.
Unless she consents to it. Yeah. So they were really, there's no bootlegs from Kennedy Center. But so you had to be there. But I actually had the immense pleasure of being able to write a double bass and four voices duet with Esperanza that we got to perform of one of my favorite old jazz tunes, Duke Ellington's song called Come Sunday. Huh. And we got to sing it together and improvise on bass together. And it was probably the best moment of my life, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that will be released in some way, shape, or form, or a recording of it anyway in the future.
Yeah, I might ask her. I might ask her to record, because it was too good not to, you know, recreate and have the world hear.
We're looking forward to the future now, of course. You know, you've been somewhat trying to relax after a busy 2024, but you have some high-profile gigs coming up, one of which is with a Polaris Prize winner, and then another that's with a Pulitzer Prize winner. Let's talk briefly about both of these projects real quick. Let's talk about the concert with Jeremy and...
Yo-Yo Ma, yeah. The one and only.
So what are the details on this? This is amazing.
Yeah, so there's just a couple shows. Yo-Yo has been on a kick of collaborating with Indigenous folks and trying to sort of recenter the focus on the natural world. I think because of, you know, in his wisdom, you know, he's a revered elder, of course. and he sees... obviously a world that is not appreciating the life that the world gives us, sure. Let's say. And so he's been on this kick. He came to the Wabanaki territory several years ago, actually, to do a sunrise concert. And I was at that show. It was in Passamaquoddy territory up in Acadia National Park. Mm-hmm. And I was at that show as a media person. I was working for a Wabanaki media company at that time. And it was amazing. It was powerful. It was like right at the break of dawn, you know, that's kind of our way up in the dawn land. And he decided to circle back and do a bigger production with Wabanaki musicians. So myself, Jeremy Dutcher, who's one of my good friends, but also musical heroes. I really adore him and respect so much what he has done with recordings of ancestors and... Anyway, and Chris Newell, who's a great Wabanaki thinker, musician, community member, will be composing for Yo-Yo and for our little squad that we've put together and performing in Dartmouth, the Dartmouth College, which is actually where I went to school, and also in Portland.
Wow. When are these concerts set to take place?
October. I believe October 16th and 20th.
No, I'm putting that on my calendar as well. So I know Yo-Yo Ma's a legend, and that is super exciting, but I am just as excited about another collaboration that you have coming up. And you got to tell me about this Lazy Horse project.
Lazy Horse. Yeah, man. I'm really, you know, I think as artists, we go through these phases of self-loathing and self-appreciation. And I've been, you know, I think the come down of like the last year, I've been in kind of a slump. And what has really elevated me and inspired me in the last year, or in the last 6 months, I'll say, has been working with my friend Raven Chacon, who is, you know, longstanding sort of, I guess, Indigenous thinker, you know, leader of our anti-colonial analysis in the arts, but also a revered noise musician, you know, visual artist, installation. I don't know
opera
that I need
writer.
To like, introduce him.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know that I need to introduce all his accolades, but I hope to, because, you know, I have a rock band with this guy, but he brings so much to the table that is just like in concept and in life and experience and in I think he has an appreciation for the full expanse of our tools for storytelling in a way that needs to be celebrated. So it's been a huge pleasure to work with him. We've got an album that will definitely be heard in 2026. But if anyone is curious about it, we have our sort of debut performance in Troy, New York on August 28th as part of the MPAC Festival. Yeah, we're kicking it off.
I'm putting it on my calendar. Congratulations to all of the great success that has found you thus far, and I have no doubt that your star is going to continue to rise. We need voices and minds like yours in these wild, turbulent times. So, Molly, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk with me. One last question. Where can people find more of you at?
Thank you, my friend. You can find more about what I'm up to on my website. That's mollybonkland.com. Also on Instagram. And yeah, keep an eye out. There's a lot of cool stuff coming down the pike, and next year is going to be a fun one. Yeah. So stay tuned.
Well, I look forward to getting caught up soon. Please join me again here on Gyno.
I will. I'll be back. Oh, brethren, my way.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Chairs got me. Came by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tear your heart. can't get from this cabin. Just sit me here grabbing at the flies round my rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, in heaven she be. Of the trouble I see, your rocking chair gets in. Judgment Day is here. I'm just chained. I'm just chained to my rocking chair.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.